This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. From the little bitty screen to the big screen, the shift to digital projection in movie theaters has been underway for a while. It's still costly, though, and two fixtures of the theater scene are feeling the pinch. I'm talking about the Dollar Theater and the Art House, Grant Blankenship reports.
Film snakes around the projection booth at the Parkway Discount Cinema in Warner Robins, Georgia. Theater manager Alicia Bowers has a love-hate relationship with film these days.
Run too fast and it'll throw the film on the ground, or if they're moving it from one platter to another platter, like they drop it, it's a big pile of mess.
A digital blockbuster, by contrast, is delivered on a 6-inch by 4-inch hard drive. The Parkway's run is coming to an end this summer. It's closing rather than convert to digital. Why?
It's questionable whether you could recover your investment. It's something around $50,000, $75,000 a screen to convert to digital.
That's Bill Stembler, CEO of the Georgia Theater Company. He says when you do the math for a 16-screen multiplex, you get the picture. Luckily, the movie studios have a solution. They offer theaters a subsidy called virtual print fees. Every time you buy a ticket at the multiplex at what the studios call full price, the studios pay to help retire a piece of the theater's digital debt.
The film companies are basically paying for about 80-85% of our cost to be digital.
Unless you're a discount screen.
They don't care about the discount theaters.
So how do virtual print fees work at your local art house? Sarah Beresford is a board member at Cine, an independent theater in Athens, Georgia.
But I think for a lot of the art house cinema operators, there were too many strings attached to that agreement.
Remember, virtual print fees come with studio demands about which movies will be shown. Art house operators like their independence. At the Parkway Discount Cinema, Alicia Bowers resets for the next show.
You know, it's rewarding to be able to get it up on the screen and seeing it play, and it's definitely a nostalgic feeling.
But film lovers only have a little time left to indulge that nostalgia. In Macon, Georgia, I'm Grant Blankenship for Marketplace.